It's no coincidence, and it's not unusual for us. We're always moving. You know that. We're always moving unto something, always moving beyond, always attempting to find what God's doing. In Samuel chapter 1, Samuel 1, chapter 3, you hear the story of Samuel. And it's this, it's an invitation, really. We'll read in just a second here. But in Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 3, you see a young guy who, potentially about 12 years old, encounters the Spirit of God. And his name is called on three different occasions. Samuel, he jumps up, runs to Eli, right? Samuel, he jumps up, runs to Eli. Third time, Samuel, he jumps up and runs to Eli. And Eli discerns on the third time, hey, boy, this is something else going on. It took a priest to help Samuel determine and discern what was happening. But in chapter 3, verse 7, I want to just start right here. It says this: Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor had the word of the Lord yet been revealed to him. Verse 1, it says this: Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord before Eli, and word from the Lord was rare in those days, and visions were infrequent. The word, has two meanings in Hebrew. It means davar on one side, so you can be reading the scripture, like in Psalms 105, or better yet, Psalms 119:57, where it says, The Lord is my portion, and I have promised to keep your words, davar, and I sought your favor with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your word. Imrah. Two different words, davar and imrah. Davar is an experience with God. It's when God speaks his word, his revelation to us, and then it's sticky. You like it when it's sticky? When the word of God, his life speaks to us and it becomes an experience to us. David is saying that. I've been faithful to that encounter that I had with you. See, it's imperative that we have this encounter. And what's happening with Samuel, it's being identified. The word of the Lord, the davar, the experience with God, was rare. Meaning it was precious, it was significant, and it was infrequent. See, that's the thing we want to overcome right here with you and I. We don't want to come to church and just hear the word, the imrah. We want to come to church and experience the davar, which is the presence of God, the revelation of God. We want to encounter the reality of God. See, Samuel was a boy. If you were to ask the question, why was it rare? And can I ask you the question, is it rare for you? Is it rare? Sometimes we experience rareness, meaning it's not only precious to us, but it's infrequent. God's looking to invite us to a place to awaken us, to a place of experiencing the word, the davar, the presence of God, the reality of God, where it's not just rare and infrequent, but it becomes a reality to us. Because when the word is a reality to us, the experience of the Spirit becomes a reality to us, that's where we find transformation. That's where we can move on. That's where we can come to a place where we work through a process of three to standing on dominion ground of four. What do I mean by that? Samuel was called three times. God called him three times. Samuel, he got up and went to Eli. Samuel, he got up and went to Eli. Samuel, he got up and went to Eli. Eli discerned, told him, the next time you hear this, say this, speak, for your servant hears. Samuel said that. When God spoke the fourth time to him, he said, speak, speak. Can you say speak? Speak, that means this: I want to encounter your davar. Speak to me. Lord, I want to know you. I don't just want to know you. I want to know you. Verse 7 says that Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed. Uses the word yet twice right there. That's a yet is a not yet, right? It's something that hasn't quite happened yet. But we experience the devar of God infrequently because of either a yet or because of a hindrance. It's either a yet or it's a hindrance. Is there anything hindering you? Or is it just a first-time experience? We're looking for the reality in the presence of God. We're looking for a reality of the Word of God. The Word of God had not yet been revealed to Samuel. Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word know, yada, Y-A-D-A, which means to know in an experiential way, means to see, to perceive, to experience God in a reality kind of way. Yada. Samuel didn't know the Lord. He hadn't experienced the Lord, but he had been faithful in serving over and over in the temple. That's what qualified him to even have an encounter with God. That's what qualified him, was that place where he absolutely served the Lord over and over again. It says he ministered, verse 1, it says he ministered to the Lord before Eli. Ministered to Eli before the Lord. That means he served Eli as unto the Lord. He was just faithful. That's the thing that allows us to get to a place where when the Lord speaks, we can say, yes, Lord, speak to me. But there are three things right there that I believe the Lord wants to call you and I to. It's speak, for your servant hears, or your servant listens. Speak. We're moving into a place of hearing the Spirit over and over again. We want to encounter the Lord. We want to know God in a way like yada. We want to experience His presence in a real kind of way. Not just the Imrah, which is the word of the Lord, the Torah, the written word, but the Devar of the Lord, which is the reality experience, God expressing Himself through His word. That's what we're after. That's what we want to encounter. And in order to get to that place, we find a place of being able to serve fully and thoroughly. But Samuel, in verse 8 here, so the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he rose and went to Eli. And here he said, here I am, you called me. Then Eli discerned that the Lord was calling the boy. And Eli said to Samuel, hey, go lay down, and it shall be if he calls you that you shall say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So Samuel went and laid down in his place. Verse 10, then the Lord came and stood and called as other times, Samuel, Samuel. Samuel said, speak, for your servant is listening. Speak, for your servant is listening. Spoke to him three times, but on the fourth one it says he came and stood just like all the other times. So the fourth time, Samuel, because of his submission to that and because of his request of God, speak to me. I want to see you. I want to experience you. I want to encounter you. Then Samuel was able to see the Lord standing and speaking just as other times. So the other three times, Samuel heard his voice and he'd go, Eli, is that you? Don't you feel like that sometimes? Something nudges you and you're like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I know God's here, but I don't quite know what to do. See, there's a process in that. Samuel experienced a process. He heard God three times. The number three represents a divine process. He heard him speak three times, but the fourth time is when he said, oh, I get it. Okay, it's clicking for me. I want to know you. Speak, for your servant is listening. And the question I want to ask, and I want to leave you with this, is that, what are you listening to? What are you listening to? Because what you're listening to, what you're giving ear to, are you hearing me? Listen. Listen. What you're giving ear to, thoughts, emotions, lying thoughts, fearful thoughts, degrading thoughts, what you're listening to and what you're giving attention to, what you're being attentive to, is what's going to cause you to take action on. Speak. Your servant is listening. What you listen to, you're going to become a servant of. We must have a revelation of God. We must experience the devar of God so we will serve the Lord and will listen and become attentive to him. Marty, would you bring your team up? We're looking for and want to encounter the devar of God, the reality of God. We want to find the presence of God. We want to experience the presence of God. And we want to find a way by the Spirit to loose ourselves from any hindrances. Two major hindrances that keep us from experiencing that. It's sin and condemnation. Condemnation, we know what sin is, willful sin that eliminates us from the process at all, that hinders us. But condemnation comes as a way of saying that you're not qualified to receive what Christ has given you. It's like having a big giant bank account and the ability to write checks, but you believe there's nothing in the account, so you don't write a check. But the account is absolutely full. So here's our place tonight, this morning. Here's our place is this. Speak, Lord. I want to see you. I want to experience you. I want to serve you. And I want to listen to you over and over. I'm not going to listen to any other voice. I'm not going to listen to anything else. Speak, Lord, for your servant hears you. Would you stand with me? I want to invite you to this Samuel kind of awakening, to a devar, a real experience with God. If you're here today and you want to encounter just a reality of God in that way, I want you to come quickly. If you're here today and you're struggling with any kind of sin, condemnation, fear, you come and get free right now. We're going to worship for a few.